ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
याद लेके
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद माय सेल्फ एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन।
बचपन में तो पहले से ही बाबा के सामने बहुत भाई बहने
I saw that many, many brothers and sisters had already reached subtle region. Baba was giving everyone drishti and taking Baba's drishti. Each child was very, very happy. They were having good experiences. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said,
निमंत्रण दिया है।
बाबा हैज इनवाइटेड ऑल द चिल्ड्रन टू द सटल रीजन टुडे।
बाबा सब बच्चों को दृष्टि के द्वारा
एंड थ्रू बाबा दृष्टि बाबा इज
जैसे बाबा दृष्टि दे
मेकिंग ऑल द चिल्ड्रन फील फुल। सो विद बाबा दृष्टि
एक क्रिस्टल टाइप की लाइट पहुंचती थी।
द क्रिस्टल लाइक लाइट वाज रीचिंग ईच चाइल्ड एंड ऑन दैट लाइट वाज रिटन May you be bodiless, and another side was written, stage of being free from all thoughts, and in the third place was written, you have the detached observer stage. So on this day, Baba said, on this day of receiving blessings, each child has sweet loving conversations with the Father. Baba started to smile and then continued saying, there were some children who always sharing complaints with Baba. Some were sharing different kinds of thoughts and talking to Baba. And there were some who were presenting different plans in front of Baba.
और बच्चों की रू रूहान को देखकर
सीइंग द फादर द चिल्ड्रंस कन्वर्सेशन एंड एफर्ट्स बाबा वाज स्माइलिंग अ लॉट। आफ्टर फ्यू सेकंड्स
बहुत प्यार से रास कराई।
बाबा मेड ऑल द चिल्ड्रन डांस द डिवाइन डांस एंड ईच वन वाज रिसीविंग अ ब्लेसिंग एंड दे वर ऑल लुकिंग एट देयर ब्लेसिंग्स।
बाप ने निमंत्रण दिया है।
द फादर हैज इनवाइटेड द चिल्ड्रन टू द सटल रीजन सो द फादर विल बी हॉस्पिटेबल टू द चिल्ड्रन इजंट इट। The father is filling the children up with all blessings because today is a special day of receiving blessings. Baba was showering a lot of love on the children and then said, the father will take the children on a tour today. So will the children come? The children became very excited like little ones. Some were dancing and some were clapping their hands and saying, oh, Baba's going to take us on a tour. Baba then spread out his arms and Baba's arms became like a pushpak vimana, a flying vehicle. All the children get onto the flying vehicle and they all fly up to a mountain. When they reach the mountain, Baba showed them different scenes. While they were standing on the mountain, Baba showed them scenes of what's happening in the world. There's so many different situations being faced by human beings. There's so many kinds of sorrow. And what are they also doing? Through the medium of science, they're also enabling people to have attainments. Baba then said, science is doing its own work. Human beings are doing their own work. Five elements, nature is also doing its own job. But you children are kept safe by all these things by Baba, and Baba is empowering you children. No matter what happens in the world, what do the children have to do? Create a stage which is that of the detached observer. Keep that stage free from all thoughts. There was a beautiful garden next to this mountain. The beautiful fruits all around this garden. So everyone had this desire to eat this kind of fruit and that fruit. So Baba said, come along children. There was a small bridge to get to this garden, and you had to cross over the bridge to reach the garden. The bridge was shaking while someone stepped foot on it. Some children who had the habit of saying, how will this happen, why, what, they were getting into questions. For them, different kinds of ropes appeared which were binding them in those ropes. There was a second category of children who were a bit scared of crossing this bridge. So they were fluctuating a lot while trying to get onto the bridge, raising their hand, you know, putting their hand down, trying to catch hold of their foot. Then there were the third kind of children who, on the basis of being one support, one strength, they were able to gradually cross over the bridge and reach the garden. So Baba then explained, time and circumstances and your stage, there's a connection, there's a cycle between the three. Time is playing out its role, circumstances are taking you into upheaval, but your stage is the bridge that will take you across, that will work as a bridge. So make your inner stage so strong, so stable, that no fluctuation shakes you, and your stage will become the bridge that takes you across. Baba then gave the children the title of self-respect. Remember that the father is with you, he is your companion. Stabilize yourself in your original self-respect. Then you will be able to go across. And then as the children did this, they were able to all go across. And in the garden, they saw different kinds of flowers and fruit. Nature was welcoming them. There were birds all around. They too were welcoming the children. So beautiful music was being heard, and everyone was enjoying the experience. Baba then said, according to the time, create a stage is free from all other thoughts. Secondly, experience the bodiless stage. Thirdly, circumstances and time are changing, transforming at a fast speed. But when your inner stage is more powerful, then your path will be made clear in every circumstance, just like the bridge will take you across. Some children go on thinking about certain things, but you will be able to go across all of this easily. Baba was then showering the children with a lot of love. I offered the bhog to Baba. There was some who had offered special bhog. Today, Baba immersed those souls in front of Baba. Baba gave drishti to them and then was empowering them as well. Baba gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.